Next, a case by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Lisa Solis, last name S-O-L-A-S, first name Lisa, L-I-S-A. This is Cardiac Care Associates letterhead, file EST space Solis space L. Tremolex high stress test data examination 12-23-22, referring physician Suvhathra Karunanathy, MD, performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD. New paragraph clinical indication, 57-year-old female with history of hypertension and VPCs for stress test on medication, parentheses, amlodipine 5 milligrams, comma, lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 20/25 milligrams, close parentheses, period, new paragraph. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm. VPCs noted on the monitor. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure, colon 110 over 74, period. Baseline heart rate, colon 85 beats per minute, period. New paragraph. Patient went Tremolex high stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of Bruce protocol to peak heart rate at 153, parentheses, 93% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 148 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure proactive 22644, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, new paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 100 over 60 and a heart rate of 88 at the end of the recovery period. There were asymptomatic isolated monomorphic VPCs noted at baseline and in early stress, but there were no VPCs noted at peak stress and, correction, at early stress with an APC in a couplet when she attained her functional capacity, but no isolated VPCs during stage 3 of stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. To continue, conclusions. One, normal ECG portion tremolo exercise stress has 93% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. Three, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets, comma, decreased from her prior stress test. Four, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. Period, the patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. Five, there were baseline asymptomatic isolated monomorphic VPCs which continued in stage 1 of stress and early stage 2 of stress, but were not evident in stage 3 of stress. There were, except for a ventricular couplet, an APC at peak stress at the patient's functional capacity. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.